morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Husband and Life.
Yeah, yeah, welcome back.
To another episode. What's going on? You all right?
I'm good. Enjoying the sunshine.
It's beautiful.
Thankfully, it stopped raining.
Ah, it's like thunder.
My God.
You know?
This summer is not summering.
And then the next day, the sun is shining.
It's not summering, man.
You know?
I had the pool out, not for one day, not for one second. No heat wave.
It wasn't meant to be. That one summer, you like, I'm not taking a trip, you know, the summer that it's like.
The one summer you decide, I'm not booking no flights.
You should have. You should have moved correctly, you know.
Oh, dear. So,
babe.
What's going on?
Man, the world is scandalous.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I don't know what's going on with people, man. Human beings are just something else. So the other day,
wild.
I don't know how true this is all allegedly at the moment, but apparently, Steve Harvey's wife was doing the business, doing the thing with the security guard and the personal chef.
Security guard?
No, security was personal bodyguard.
Bodyguard. Security guard.
Yes, he found him in Iceland, bro. You know the guy.
The guy got in the door.
That beeped. Did you pay for the thing? No, the bodyguard. Yes, apparently wife was, well, Steve Harvey was, he was like, he's making way too many shows. He's doing, what's the show he makes?
Family Fortune.
Family Fortune, Africa, Zimbabwe, Family Fortune, Nigeria. He's been
flying over the continent.
Over the continent. He's forgotten about my needs. You know, this house is too big. I'm lonely.
No, you can't be serious. He's been
grinding
for her. He's Marjorie. No, yes. Can't be true. Can't be true.
Yes,
he's been showing off this wife for years, bro. The way he talks about his Marjorie,
the photo shoots they do,
the social media, the Instagram posts,
the Instagram life is deceptive.
We shouldn't laugh. No, I feel bad for him if it's true. I don't know if it's true. I can't believe it's true.
Yeah, because what they're saying is apparently she's been cheating for a while now with
Marjorie,
the bodyguard. They make the money, then they assign a bodyguard, a detail that makes sure they keep them safe.
Yeah,
because they're there with them all the time, and it became proximity, and then it just...
I always say proximity, you know, because...
You know, because it just...
Sometimes you forget yourself when I'm sure the bodyguard is bodying, you know.
He's in the gym.
He's in the gym bodying, so he's younger, probably, you know.
Definitely.
Attractive. And I don't know why you would hire an attractive bodyguard, because I wouldn't. My guy gonna have to be as ugly as possible.
He's there to do a job.
He's there to do a job, that's it. But... all I can say is, Marjorie, please tell me it's a lie.
Tell us it's a lie.
It's a lie, because that's not okay. Like, Steve.
Uncle Steve,
my
bro.
Guy that's been going around telling everybody.
Happiness, you know, she gives you the game
like a
for
woman,
free.
Thing, like a man.
Yeah. Well, she actually behaving like a man. Oh,
No, we shouldn't laugh. It's not good. Poor Steve. Yeah. I don't know if it's true, but what I've seen is that a lot of people are comparing her to her daughter.
What's her daughter? Who's her daughter?
Because, you know, Lori Harvey's out here in the streets.
Oh.
She dated everybody and everyone we can think of, every single celebrity, high-profile man that we can think
athlete,
of.
Athlete, isn't it?
Athlete, actors, all sorts going on right now.
Rappers.
At the moment, she's got her clutches in Damson Idris.
Yes.
So that's
Franklin.
What they're saying.
Oh gosh, Franklin.
That's who she got her clutches in at the moment. So they're saying that, you know, that's where the daughter gets it from the mum, because the mum's out here trying to scoop up 200 mil.
Yeah, so that's the next part now, because now she's obviously done him dirty.
Oh.
They're now saying she's filed for divorce and she wants 200 mil. for
of
her
the, of the 400,
you know, for her cheating and her her part in this. Just pay me half.
Well, he didn't sign no prenup, so she has the right to do so.
She's absolutely entitled to half. So, but how would you present a prenup? How do you even go about doing a prenup? Because it's such a, especially because the way it will be received is like, you go, hey, babes, you know, I love you. You know, you've been with me through this wonderful journey. You helped me make, but I need you to sign this prenup.
But prenups are usually for people that haven't helped you get that money. She didn't sign, she didn't write no verses for his comedy skits. Was she the one that was presenting Family Fortunes? I don't think so.
But she'll say she was the one that was cooking the meals.
She don't cook no meals. Shut up. She got a chef, bruv. She got a chef. She don't cook no meals. She don't clean no nothing. What she did? She looks good, though.
She was.
Ain't gonna lie, Marjorie looked good.
So she was there. She was there, not bringing him stress when he comes.
She was,
home.
And she was probably picking up after him, because I'm sure he's even said it himself. He's a messy person. He just leaves his stuff everywhere.
If there's a bodyguard, a personal chef, there's a 24-hour house cleaner that lives in the residence.
This is what I'm saying to you. The housewifing ain't the same for her.
She was bored, mate. She was like, so yeah, so if that's the situation, so how would you even then present a prenup? Because how he tells it was when he was dealing with the tax situation, when he owed this crazy amount of money, she was the one that said to him, go out there, tell some jokes.
Yes, she did. She gave him motivation. She would have been the one motivating him to make the money so that he could keep her in the lifestyle that she is accustomed to.
So that motivation is worth 200 M's, fam. Pay me.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So prenups, because I know when they met, he wasn't where he is now.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that's why he didn't give her a prenup, because he wasn't as financially sound, stable as he is now.
Yeah.
She probably gave him the push to go, you know what, I want my wife to live a great life, let me go out here and grind
and
you
take,
know,
it to
and take all these jobs and
push her,
push, you know. So that's probably where she's looking at it from, that perspective, that she deserved the 200 mil, because if it wasn't for her,
he wouldn't have
been ambitious as he is now.
That's crazy.
So, you know, I mean, 200 mil is beautiful. So,
but I just think with the way the world is, with how history is, with how we know what we know, how this shit just keeps revolving around, why don't you just protect yourself? You know, why don't you just make better decisions?
Especially after marriage number three. Marriage number three. I mean, you should be more careful. Like, you know, first time it happens, he lost everything, he had to start again. Second time it happened, he lost everything, he had to start again. Third time it happened, he ain't losing everything,
but he's losing a lot.
Losing half. He's still gonna be alright. Okay,
you know what I mean?
He's still gonna be okay.
You know what I mean? It's,
but I mean, he's got like seven or eight kids.
Yeah, but they're
big grandchildren
now.
Involved.
They're grandchildren,
even though they're big babes, are you still paying for them?
Yeah,
your dad is Steve Harvey. Are you gonna really be working that hard?
They do. Some of them have their own thing.
Some of them. But some of them don't.
But they still have a £5,000 problem, innit? They'll still go every 2 weeks. Oh, by the way.
Some of them don't want to spend their own money. They want to spend dad's money because dad's got it.
Yes. You know, that's what he was saying. Lori Harvey, I always say to her, I'm going to cut you off. You know, I need you. And she's always like, you're funny.
And she's a big grown ass gal.
Bruh, she does her own things, but she's like, hey, you're funny.
I'm still getting an allowance.
I'm still getting money, fam.
So that's what I'm saying. You've got like seven kids to look after, your grandchildren to look after, extended family, because you know you're Steve Harvey, so there's going to be uncles, aunts, cousins, friends who are bringing hands out. Even, you know what it's like. Even when we go home,
they come with you.
We ain't Steve Harvey, but we still go home and there's a queue of people like, oh,
you know, I got this business idea.
Yes,
if you give me this 1,000, I can make it into 38 million. You know,
my child needs school fees.
Yeah.
We need to pay for this. They need medicine. They're sick.
Yeah.
And we ain't even Steve Harvey money, bro. Like, you know, once they know you got something.
They go, hey, 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 hey.
So that means you're paying for like 50 people at least, personally, if not more.
With no tax association. These are just going. This is not even
given a loan.
They're not employees, fam.
No, you're not given a loan. It's gifts. You're never going to see ever again.
That's
right. So, yeah, I think after his divorce from Marjorie, he's going to have to work a bit harder now to keep the people happy.
Wow. So.
It seems to be a lot of cheating going on. What's going on, bruv? This is the same. We were talking about Little Meech not too long ago. Now we're talking about Steve Harvey and Marjorie. I didn't see that one coming.
That was just something.
That one's
else,
wild to me.
You know. So, I think.
Because I don't really understand why people cheat. I don't really get it.
I think it's the reason. I think looking at from just trying to assess, I think, what do they call it? The term that lawyers created? Irreconcilable differences. You know, they're just in different places, in different things. Proximity. You know, one is working, one's lonely, one is working away all the time. He's got, because he says it himself, you know, to get to these things, sleep is going to have to be compromised. And if sleep is being compromised, that means you're not sleeping in your bed. You're not sleeping in
with
your
wife.
And you have to be somewhere where they need you because that's where they're paying you.
You and have to be away from home, yeah.
Exactly. And when the iron is hot, you got to iron all your clothes. You know, you got to go, oh, they need me here? How much? Ooh. Okay.
I don't know. I feel like if that was you, babe, and you were like off somewhere, if you had to go somewhere,
but we'll say, look, we
my
need
children
to go.
Are grown ass.
Yeah.
What am I doing at home? Am I not supposed to be with you wherever you are? That's my view anyway. If they said to you today,
you need to go.
We
here.
Need to go to Vegas and do work for 6 months or 3 months or whatever. I ain't got no kids in the house.
We're going.
We are all going. Like, I'm packing my stuff and we're going to go and work together. I'm going to be there as your cheerleader. Yay. Woo. Because it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard work. You're going to be tired.
Yes.
I'm going to make sure that you got the stuff that you need so that you don't need to worry about nothing.
But this is the thing. Sometimes people don't understand that as a person that is making the money or making this, they need that kind of attention. They need that kind of peace and balance.
Yes.
But at the same time, the person that is making the money, they also forget that these are the people who have lives too.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Because Marjorie has her own life too. She has her own things.
She does. She does a lot of charity work.
Exactly.
She does a lot of stuff for the
Those
young kids.
Those things are extremely important to her. So
yes,
you can't
true.
Just expect her to drop everything for him to then go, yes, yeah, Steve, let's go. She's like, no, but these people need me. You know I'm passionate about this charity that you give me money for, but I still need to do this because I'm serving a lot of people.
I don't know.
So that's the other.
That's a long time to be away from your husband.
I don't know. 6 months is a number we just got.
I know, but I think if he's okay, for example, the film Think Like a Man.
That's of course.
He would have been on set.
3 months. That's 3 months.
He would have been on set.
They're filming.
Filming.
So
he wasn't actually in the film, but he wrote the script. He was the person.
Yeah, he's there.
So he would have been there.
Yeah, the book, innit?
So it's like you would have to be there.
Yeah.
You know, and these things are booked in advance. Okay, some things are last minute, whatever, but most things are booked in advance. Your year is booked up
in
advance. So you know where you're going to be. You know where your husband's going to be.
Yeah.
So then you move things around to make sure that you're with your husband.
Yes, you do.
Unless you don't like your husband. And you want to have space because the bodyguard is fine.
But this is the thing, babe. I always say, you know, we always talk and then you hear things when the relationship that people have with their spouses is crazy. You know? It's out of so much convenience. They don't actually like the person that they are in a relationship with. But because they all just think they only want to be with this person because of what
they can give them.
What they can give them, what they can provide for them.
Which is a fantastic life where you don't have to clean nothing, don't have to cook nothing, you don't even need to dress yourself if you don't want to. You don't have to drive yourself.
But the peace that you miss out on
Yeah.
is the peace
it's
you can't
the sacrifice.
Touch. That's the past that kills you every single day.
That's the sacrifice.
That's the bit you go, yeah, but I know I don't have to worry about money. I don't have to worry about this. But where is he? What is he doing?
Yes. Who's he with?
What is she doing? Who's she with?
Yes.
Where's she going?
Yes.
You know, those are the...
Yes.
The trade-offs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But then in those trade-offs, the breadwinner has leeway.
Yeah. You know?
The one at home can't be doing the same thing as the...
The breadwinner has got the status and, and the funds and the opportunities.
So you can't then be the kept one and then you're out here doing...
Wahala. Okay, well, let's pray that they find peace and God is with
prosperity.
Them. You know, I really like Steve. I know he's had some hard times, bad times. He's not been a great human being.
Mm.
A lot of people say, oh, it's karma for the way he treated his other wives.
The way
he's disregarded his children and things. Mm. I'd like to think that he's a changed man in his old age. Mm. And I pray that they can sort it out, really, because it's quite sad. I really like them.
Yeah.
I really like the way he really loved her, the way he showed in public that he really loved her. I don't know what happened behind closed doors. We don't know.
It's that the look, man.
So it could be just the look, but...
the look good.
It looked real good, you know. But this is another thing where you can't look at other people in comparison and feel envy that, look at the way he treats his wife.
That is a case in point right there. Yeah.
We've already seen it from Will and Jada, so
yes,
we've seen it now with
Steve
and Marjorie.
There's another example to tell you.
Like, you know, you need to focus on your own relationship and stop worrying about other people and thinking about, you know, his wife or the way he treats her.
It's so much
better than the way I'm getting treated. Nah, bro, focus on yourself and your man.
Because you don't really know what that is. Because that might be him making up for some fucked up shit he's done.
Mm-hmm.
But he's presenting that to the world. Like, yes. Say, oh, see, I'm sorry I just done something, but I will just spend a quick $100,000 trying to deal with your pain.
Yeah.
And then that to the world, that looks like, oh, must
bought
be
her
nice.
A new car. How beautiful.
And knowing that he broke her heart 16 times before that car came.
Yes.
So you got to decide what kind of pain you want to prosper in it, you know?
No, I don't want that one. Thank you. I like having a peaceful life. Thank you so much. Thank you, God.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, so...
I think you people, you need to just be very careful who you choose to call your spouse, your partner, even your friends, because...
Yeah.
You don't really know people's motives. You don't know how people are when the shit is not what it once was. If the relationship is slightly changing, that loyalty will be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know that you're betting correct. Otherwise, whew.
Mate, it's a sad one. I don't like the cheaters.
No.
So, whether they're male or female, it's just
Kiki out here, you know, he's a bit different, you know. It's
not okay. It's unacceptable. I think if you want to be with someone else, or if you feel like you don't love that person anymore, or whatever the reason is, you feel like you want to stray, you should tell that person, like, we need to separate. I need to get my head straight. I'm having these thoughts or these feelings or whatever that are not conducive to our marriage.
We need to find a way.
We need to do something about it. That's what you need to do. You need to go get yourself some couples therapy. Start praying to the Lord Jesus Christ himself because
whoever you believe.
Yeah.
You know, that's it.
It's not okay. I think cheating and going behind someone's back for a long period of time, lying, all that kind of stuff is despicable.
Yeah.
And it breaks people and it hurts people and it breaks up families. All those children, all those grandchildren now are going to be impacted.
Yeah.
Even though they're grown, they're still going to be impacted.
Yeah.
So things are going to change for them. The family home is no longer going to be the family home.
No.
They're going to have to go to separate homes, separate Christmases, separate now.
Mm.
Because you've made a decision to stray out of the marriage.
Yeah. So anyway, let us know how you lot feel about this situation.
Yeah.
We've giving our two pence.
Oh, thank you for watching and joining us.
Absolutely.
Remember to comment, like, and subscribe. It helps us out so much so that we can continue giving this amazing content and talking about these important subjects when it comes to relationships and friendships and love. And we'll see you again for the next episode. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Now I know.